I promised you something nice and something that's a bit of a break from all the misery out there. We're going to talk a little bit next about comedy. And very specifically, we're going to talk about women in comedy. Because you've probably noticed over the last number of years that more and more Irish female comedians are storming the place, making a name for themselves, packing out theatres. They're very active on Instagram and other social media, and it's great to see it, because I think for a long time comedy was probably predominantly the preserve of the male of the species. But Irish women have always been involved in comedy, albeit not as prominently as they are now. And to talk about that, I am delighted to welcome into studio, he's nearly a Kerry man at this stage, he's here so long, the one and only Fred Cook. Fred, so, great to see you.
Thanks for having me back, Deirdre. Delighted to be back.
And of course, you're married to a Kerry woman, your two kids are Kerry kids.
Oh yeah, it's all dangin' on Cusha, moment. Oh, is this? Crazy, yeah. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Listen, and of course you're a comedian yourself, as is your wife. But before we talk about your wife, because she's a very talented comedian as well, am I right in saying there weren't too many female Irish comedians up until, we'll say, the last 10 or 20 years? Like, they were there, but they weren't as prominent?
Yeah, I'd even say in the last 5 years, there's more female comedians, maybe six or seven.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Yeah. But there was so many. When you look, you know, when you look through the last, 60 years of comedy, there's definitely, it's hard pickings. Do you know what I mean? And it's fine. And it's not that, I don't know. And ultimately, I don't know why there wasn't as many female comedians as there is now. And it's brilliant that there obviously is, like, but when I look at, when I look at people like Maureen Potter starting off, it's hard to believe, if you look at from me growing up, do you know what I mean? Like, she was such a legend of pantomime, like 7 decades of high energy interaction with the audience. And the sad thing about it is that amazing as Maureen was, there's not much online of her.
Really?
Doing stand-up, not much gaiety stuff or stuff like that, even though she did it with her quick wit. It took maybe, when the Britpop was taken off in the UK in the 90s, and over in Ireland we had the Newlies, which for me would have been alternative comedy at its best, which would have been like Deirdre King was a bit of it, but Angle D, Sue Collins and Tara Flynn, those three, and they were shining the torch for female comedy, and setting it up for present comedians today. They were so funny and so fearless. Sue used to have a joke on stage. She'd say, making fun of the confusion of the Dublin accent, that her sister was in hospital, she had a child, and the midwife came in, and life came in, looked at her eyes and goes, "Is she dilated?" And Sue goes, "She's over the moon."
Fantastic.
That is brilliant. As good as any joke going.
And clean as well.
100%. Yeah. They were fantastic. And then Angle D as well, who now, is doing her menopause show, and she's still great. But it's hard to believe. I think something that Deirdre said on the Tommy Chernin show, Deirdre O'Kane, it's easy now to go, aren't they great? But it was hard. It was hard for female comedians in the 90s, because not only were they judged on their jokes, they're also judged on what they wear and what they said and all this. And it was easy for a man comedian to turn up, wearing a checkered shirt and a t-shirt, but it was much harder for female comedians. And that's what I like about Angle D, because she gets to the core of comedy and what's important. She was even in her menopause show recently, she was talking about it. She said to the doctor, "Oh, I don't know what's wrong with me. I've lost my memory. I'm putting on weight. And also, I've lost my memory as well. So I really don't know what's happening."
what are you calling her? Angle D? Does she have another name?
Angle D is what I...
Angle D.
Because
she was on the show here with me about the menopause, but I thought maybe she was going under her actual name or something.
Yeah.
But I know who you're talking about anyway. She's one of the Newlies, as it was.
Yeah, exactly.
Back in the
day. You've got these massive individual acts doing comedy together. Another line that Angle D had, which is it's gas. She said to the doctor, "Oh, my libido's gone flat," and the doctor's like, "Oh, I didn't know you played an instrument. Well done."
But listen, are Irish women naturally funny? Are they, some of them anyway? Are we? Is it because we're good storytellers?
Oh, no, absolutely. Like, unarguably, Irish women are hilarious. They're you know, and there's no doubt about it. And it's, I do think they're storytellers. I do think there's a great sense of irony in Irish comedy. The way, comedians can say so much, or say so little and say so much at the same time. Do you know, only like, you know, as you mentioned, my wife, Julie, who is a brilliant comedian, and I'm not going to go home looking for kudos saying this, but but even she was, you know, it's all, she was so funny. She said this thing to me last week, and she's so productive, quietly, Judy. She comes up with so much material, and I don't realise it till I see her on stage. And maybe before she goes on stage, she'll go through a few things with me, and it's like half an hour of new jokes, which is amazing, you know. And it's, she was talking about when the Gaeltacht area won the cup. And this is last week, so, and she was saying, trying to explain to Americans GAA. And she said, this is what Julie said. So as she says, the difference, the thing is with GAA football, she was saying to Americans that if you get the ball over the net, it's a point. But if you manage to get the ball in the net, well, then you get a job for life at Bank of Ireland. That's the way it is.
That's kind of it, yeah. Brilliant. You know. And Fred, as you said, though, I think a lot of the reason that women weren't in comedy for so long is that it just takes such guts to go up on a stage in a room full of people to do stand-up. And, like, you could die a thousand deaths. You've probably been done gigs that were really tough where nobody laughed and, like...
Absolutely.
Walking and off especially, and beating yourself up.
Especially when it was a male-dominated industry. You know, and it looked like, you know, and obviously there's so many wonderful comedians who I kind of feel sorry for now, because there were so comedians from here, from Kerry, and they were so, you know, maybe 10 years ago, 12 years ago, they were so fearless and bold in their material. And, you know, but because there were females, there was almost just a shock that, you know, like a female could say such a thing. And nowadays it's fantastic, it's paraded. But, you know, those people have left comedy, you know, 12 years ago because, you can't be saying this and you can't be saying this. This is what I heard, do you know what I mean? As a woman, it doesn't look good, which is crap. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Say what you want and do what you want. You know, like, it's not television either. You know, it's not RTE. You can say what you want and enjoy it. So.
And, of course, the rise of social media in recent years has given a whole new platform to the likes of Kyla Cobbler.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she was a primary school teacher and now she's gone full-time into comedy.
Yeah, Kyla is a whole new industry to herself. It's amazing. I think she's the first comedian to make it inside of Ireland while being outside of Ireland. You know, because she was living in Barcelona through lockdown, and that's when she developed the following on Instagram. And it's hard to believe it. When you mentally take it into consideration, she's got 813,000 followers on Instagram. It's insane, like, you know, and it's and I only realise how crazy it is and how fantastic it is as well. It is at the same time. We had her for the Kerry Comedy Festival. We had her for 3 nights and in Paddy O'Shea's, she walked on stage and she was like, I was at the beach today in Ventry, and 200 people were looking at her going, yeah, we know, we've seen it online. Do you know? Not that she puts everything up online, but people really follow her every day, by the day. And it's, so, you know, you look at like Kyla Cobbler, and like she's doing maybe like 12 nights in the Olympia. Do you know Emma Dorn that you mentioned as well? And then you've got the amazing force that is Joanne McNally.
She is so popular.
Yeah, it's brilliant. But as you said with Kyla online, and she rolls from that. Joanne will say, like she'll say in interviews, that her audience aren't necessarily a stand-up comedy audience. Like they're not people who go to clubs. What happened with Joanne was that people went, oh, she's from the podcast. She's the podcaster. She has all these like tens of thousand people coming to see her who listen to podcasts, who don't necessarily watch stand-up comedy. So it's amazing. And I can't get over it. You know, this whole thing trending at the moment on Instagram, people are putting pictures up from 2016. And one picture came up of Joanne and I in London 10 years ago. And I had to book her flights. She had no money at the time, so I had to book her flights near Lingus, and then she sorted out accommodation. That was the situation, and she booked a hostel in the middle of Camden. I don't know how I came out alive. both of us. And but it's amazing to see her rise. And I'm not in a, like, in a surprise sense, do you know? It's like, she's brilliant at what she does.
I think a lot of the Irish female comedians, though, it's self-deprecating humour, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And it's so relatable. Like, Emma Doran does great sketches. She does great one-on-one on Instagram, where she's talking about, you know, like, just one that came up the top of my head, the dose, you know, the way you call your one is a dose, you know. And she talks about the one you know from school, the dose from school, who always has freshly baked buns for the kids bake sale, and she's always the first with her hand up to volunteer for anything for the school. And, you know, she's just very relatable.
You know, and she's always thinking, always working. That's the thing. She's always, I think, to rise in comedy at the moment, you just, it's a relationship between the person and their phone in front of them. Even with TV, do you know what I mean? Like I do with the TV, but it's almost not enough, do you know? And, like, a lot of the female comedians, like Emma Doran and Kyla Cobbler and Deirdre O'Kane, you know, they've nailed that, you know, they've got on social media and they're doing it brilliantly.
Yeah. Deirdre O'Kane is huge, isn't she?
Yeah,
I mean, she is so funny.
Oh, she's amazing. Do you know what I mean?
And she's coming here soon, isn't she?
She is. She's coming to, we have her for the Kerry Comedy Club. Deirdre's so big that, we had her there maybe a few years ago when she was doing a work in progress. So I said, listen, because that's the nature of the Kerry Comedy Club. We're not trying to be like the Glen Eagle. We're a club. We're spoken word. We're poetry lads in a pub, you know, telling jokes. And but Deirdre said she'd love to come back. And I said, so I don't know if you've got the venue for you, Deirdre, because you're so big, you know, in Dingle. And so what we decided to do was two nights in Paddy O'Shea's. So that's the way we made it
ideal
work.
Ideal.
Yeah, and we have it. It's nearly sold out. It's nearly sold as well. It's the 6th and 7th of February next month. So it's, but it's no surprise, because she's just, she's brilliant. She's absolutely, and you know, I've always looked up to Deirdre. Aisling B will say, starting off, like, so many female comedians have such gratitude for Deirdre, and she's still, like, you know, given a pedestal. She's given a pedestal for me as an act, and she's given a pedestal for so many female comedians, you know, including Emma, including Julie J. And she's just working as hard, and she's still as ambitious as the rest of them. You know.
I'm jumping from one thing to another, but while I have you, you mentioned the Kerry Comedy Club. So the comedy club isn't in any one venue. It's more like, it's just bringing comedians to Kerry.
Yeah. But we do have our venues. Like, we've got Poddy's, we've got McCarthy's, we've the Green Room, we've got Benner's here. Incredible support. Like, when Julie and I moved to Kerry, we were like, we're full-time professional comedians, and there's no gigs here. There's no shows in Kerry. So we set
up... You made your own.
We did.
Yeah.
But not only did we make our own, the support we got is phenomenal. Do you know, like, do you know Orla Winters here in Tralee? Like,
she's just...
Like, she's just... there's never, we can't do this. There's always, and so are Lex, and let's do it. And even now I'm texting her for, you know, gigs we're going to do next month. And, Padraig O'Shea out in O'Shea's and out in Poddy's, and, you know, we're so lucky, you know, we're so lucky to have it.
Yeah,
we love it.
And you're great, I know yourself, probably because of your other half, but you're great for promoting women comedians, Fred.
Oh, well, you know, I think it used to be, and something that Joanne McNally mentioned, and it used to annoy me in festivals, that there used to be this, oh, we're going to have the women comedian show, and you'd put all the female comedians to the corner of a club in a tent, and, you know, and it'd be a celebration of female comedy. And it used to kind of annoy me, but they're right to do it. I remember talking to Eleanor Tiernan, another great comedian, and, like, why are they doing this? Surely if comedy's about, if feminism is about equality, well, I'll just put them on with every comedian going, you know what I mean? Because, like, ironically, you're going against it if you're going to put female comedians to the side and go, oh, here's the female comedy lineup. But you know what? We had to do it back then because society needed to catch up.
Yeah.
Society needed to catch up. So we did have to put female comedians on the lineup. We did have to put female comedians into festivals, you know, and on the panel shows and all this. And the whole argument, oh, look, here we have a token woman. This is the misogyny that would have happened 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and it's gone. That whole thing about having to put women in, the reason why I put Kyla Cobbler, I was so lucky to get her when I actually booked her for the Kerry Comedy Club, is because she's fantastic. She's Dara O'Brien. She's one of the quickest minds in comedy. And that's beyond gender. She's just unreal, you know.
She
really has it. And yeah. I'm so jealous of her for having it, but she does. And the reason why I booked Deirdre is because she's the best comedian in the country. Tommy Tiernan will say that. And it's a joy that I have. So this whole thing is, and Joanne mentioned it, she was on a Jonathan Ross stand-up show, and there's all female comedians on. But and Julia's like and all female comedians on the lineup and Joanna's like, no one cares anymore. Like female comedians were they're part of the industry. And rightly so, because you know, like, and it was tough, and that's why you look at the, like Maureen Potter, and you look at people like the Newlys or Deirdre in the '90s. Do you know what I mean? They're the ones who bit the bullet.
Yeah,
for the female
standard
comedians.
Bearers.
100% for female comedians today, and it's wonderful.
Listen, before we let you go, a couple of people have texted in wanting to know about Deirdre O'Kane. Where did you say she's playing?
It's in Paddy O'Shea's.
Oh, she's in Paddy O'Shea's next month.
Yeah, the 6th and 7th next month, and it's nearly sold out. So it's Eventbrite.ie.
Okay, if anyone wants to check it out, Fred, we've got to go, but it's so great to see you.
Oh, that's a pleasure.
Absolutely lovely to have you in studio, and love to Julie and the kids, and long may comedy continue to thrive in Kerry.
Oh, 100%. And thank you so much for all the support at Kerry Comedy Club. I really appreciate it, guys.
No problem. 18 minutes past 2, we'll take a break, folks.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, sponsored by Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney. For an unforgettable dining experience right in the heart of Killarney, book your Kitty's experience and look forward to great food in a warm, friendly atmosphere at Kitty O'Shea's Killarney.